discussion. Give me some ball. You got it?
Yep.
All right. Fish Shlomo get. Dichsev. The Chos of Law Sefer Krisus. Elamisa Baal Menolan. Svarahu. Who asra v'hu sharasa? Okay. You don't got to go too far in this Gemara, huh? Yeah, so what's going on here in this Gemara? What's Gemara asking? Yeah. So what does the Gemara hold? Why does the Gemara think that the Misa Baal won't work?
Wasn't it from the next thing?
What next thing?
From the Arias?
No.
The Gemara doesn't think it won't. It just says we don't know it outward in a pasuk. It says we don't know.
Oh, so then they assume there's a possibility that it's not.
Right.
So why is it, what's that possibility based on? That's the question. Wouldn't that possibility be based on the fact that Arayos, so those don't go free, so to speak? In other words, there actually has to be something vis-a-vis the woman. You might think that there actually has to be something vis-a-vis the woman that that sets her free, a Maisa that sets her free.
Okay. Since I'm asking Yaakov, why is the Gemara say Elamisa Baal Menola? Like, why is the Gemara have to delve into this question? Like a double pashut. You're married, he's dead, goodbye.
But you still need to see it. I mean,
what you say? Well, you said, I mean, the basic idea is that there's a Chal Hashem that's Chal on her. So, I mean, who's to say that that's, who's to say that that can be revoked naturally? Maybe it needs a Zeres HaKasim.
Yeah, so let's define. So what are you saying? What you're saying is that basically, why don't you say that the Kinyan Ishus is essentially an Oser. It's Oser the woman to relationships to the world. So how do you know why should that go away? Right? That's the Gemara's question. It's an Oser. In its nature, Kedushin is an Oser. So, it's Oser Olamas. It's forever. All right, so what's the Svara?
Because the Oser isn't just in the abstract. The Oser is attached to the Baal. In other words, he's the Oser. In other words, her relationship with him is the Oser.
Yeah.
So once the relationship is broken, so the Oser is broken. It's removed.
It means it's an active thing. It's not that the Kiddushin simply creates it, and it's he perpetuates it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a. it's not like every moment he, so to speak, is like renewing it. It's novea from him.
Ah.
That's a simple spot.
Yeah, I was gonna say a simple spot than that.
Well, some
question seems like a better spot.
Which is simple to you isn't necessarily simple to. You're a Florida guy. Get a real one.
Florida guys are complicated guys.
Yeah.
No, because it's not like. It's not like the state of Kiddushin emerged naturally from their situation. It had to be created.
Right.
So it makes sense that its termination would be comparable to its creation.
No, not a maisa.
That's not what I mean. I mean it's comparable in the sense that its creation is dependent on him and its termination is dependent on him. Because if it was just a natural, if they just lived together,
then definitely he died.
Right.
If it was just they lived together, they don't live together anymore. Then it's obvious that Mises is about.
Right.
Which is because you have the legal shame. Then yes, it's true he caused, but why should the fact that he caused it now mean that if he doesn't exist, it automatically ends? Doesn't seem like that's an obvious foe. You would say misfog, it must be the whole formula that way.
Obvious.
No, but that's.
They say spog here, I mean that it's
right.
The way the toe must have died. It's the way you say make it. Hold on. Right. You got any other information?
No, it doesn't. No, because otherwise, then you'll answer every question. Svaru.
Yeah, I want to say like this. Let me try an idea. I want to say this: that the idea is that it's a Kenyan Isser whose objective, whose kiyum, is Ishus. Now, what is the key? What is that kiyum of Ishus? The kiyum Ishus means that she's miyuchedes lo. In other words, the iser to the world is because the objective is the kiyum of ishus, i.e., she's miyuchedes lo. That's who asrasa, who sharasa. That since the whole objective is the whole kinyan iser, its objective is in ishus. So therefore, if he's not there, the Isser is ridiculous. It has no expression.
It's like how Kedushin is not Chal on certain relationships.
Okay.
Like on Arayos, because it's not, because I can't, that's not a Kedushin that can't eventuate in Ishus.
Right.
Even though it could still be Oser everybody else the same way, it could be Oser everybody else. In a good Kedushin.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how I understand it. So first the Gemara was toying around with the idea that it's just a Kenyan Isser, it's an Oser. Gemara says, no. It's not just an Oser. It's a Kenyan Isser that has a certain objective. Its objective is not Isser per se. Its objective is Ishus. The Yichud Lo. Yucheda slow. So if that can't take place, then all Kenyan Isser is nonsensical. Okay? Is your quiet a acquiescence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, so now the Gemara says, one second. the Ha'arayis, the Asaloho, Velo Shariloho. Okay? All right, now you have all these kinds of, yeah, where's Rashi? Varayas, Rashi. Kigon Eishas Aviv. V'kalaso. V'eishas Achi Aviv. Shal Yedei Kidushe Habal Nesru L'Krovav. U'gishi Yomos Habal Lo Shara Lahu Shasuros L'Krovav L'Yolam. Right. Right, you have Ashes Aviv, Colosso. Right, these are all cases of where one of his Krovim marries someone else. Right? So the Kiddushei Baal create Issar on his Krovim. The Baal dies. They're all still Usher. Right. As a matter of fact, there's only one case where if the relative dies, so to speak, the girl becomes Mutter.
Two sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But also you have Yibum.
That's different.
Yeah, but that's
who died in our children.
That's specific.
Yeah.
But yeah. Because it says Bechayeha.
That's the one case. Which is interesting. Something interesting about that. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, but anyhow, that's something to think about. Why is that?
From a halachic perspective or a psychological perspective?
Yeah.
Garcia, good question.
Or a meta halachic psychological perspective.
You know, it's funny. I know Danny and I had sort of an idea about this. I don't remember it now. I remember we thought about it. I think it ended up being a not a halachic thing. But it did explain the case very well. Yeah, I don't think you can explain it halachically. I mean, it's a custom. That's it. I don't think you'll be able to explain that. At least I don't think I'm not. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I don't think I can.
I mean, the answer isn't based on the regular.
Oh, one second. I think it's coming back to me. Hold on. I don't know if we should tape this up. I don't know. Plus, Arias. These Arias come about through what? Via the very Kenyan Ishus we've been talking about. Right? And yet, whatever the Kenyan, the Chalos Kenyan Ishus created, it persists post-Misa. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, that the Kenyan Ishus seems to survive, and there's a Gemara that doesn't want to just say it's just somehow effects of the Kenyan Ishus. But the Gemara understands it, that it must mean that there's some survival of the Kenyan Ishus itself after Misa. I guess it can't have the effect without the cause. What brings about these arayas is the very kinyanishas. So if they still exist, how do you tell me that the ishas is completely gone? Do you want to tell me the kinyanishas is a kinyan isser whose whole kiyam is the kiyam ishas that she's miuchedes to the Baal? So then it should be that the minute he's dead, so that's it. It doesn't, there's no existence of it anymore. But that's not true. Because you see, he dies, and yet his wife still remains usher, let's say, to his brother. Or to his father. Well, why should that be? That's the Gemara's kasha. It's not so simple just to say that it's a Kenyan Isser whose Kiyam is Ishus, and therefore with Misa, it's completely gone. No, Araya seems to stand in the way of saying that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. All right, should we go further? I don't know, you tell me.
Why is it that we said that, since we're looking at the objective of the thing, which is Ishas, as far, you know, to determine whether the wife should be free of the Isser, why don't you say, the other Isurim, the Arayas, are created by the Kiddushin, but why don't you say, look at their objective? I mean, the objective of those Isurim extends beyond the simple objective of Ishas, so why should they go away?
No, but halachically you could say that too.
No, but halachically you should then, why would you then say that Ishas will remain exposed to Arayas because the kuma of Ishas exposed to Arayas exists, but the kuma of Ishas as Ishas doesn't exist. This will create a somewhat inconsistent.
No, it's not that the Ishas doesn't still exist. The fact that Ishas existed that created the Arayas.
In other words, why can't it be that the Kiddushin created the same Maisa created different types of Isurim with different objectives?
Because, I'll tell you why. Because, that's a good question. But I think the answer is not that difficult. Because the answer is, you're looking at it like the Kenyan Ishus is creating these Isurim. But that's not right. The Kenyan Ishus isn't creating these Isurim. The Kenyan Ishus is only doing one thing. It's saying that this man and woman now have a certain relationship. Or more properly, that this woman has a certain designation vis-a-vis this guy and the world. Correct?
Yeah.
That's all the Kenyanishus is doing. The substance of Arias, that's from a different parsha. Meaning, if a man marries a woman, then the halacha is that his father, for instance, is usher to this woman. In other words, he's usher to the wife of his son. That's what the Torah is saying. So if it's not the wife of his son, it should be mutter. You see what I'm saying?
What does the Gemara mean? The harayas the usher lehu lejari.
That's exactly what it's saying.
Yeah, so that means that they're still ishus.
So it must mean that it must be, in some sense, it would seem to say that this is still the wife of your son. That's exactly, or it's the wife of your uncle. Somehow it must still be that. Because that's the Isser. The Isser is that to have Bia with your uncle's wife. And now if you're telling me it survives his death, she must be still defined as your uncle's wife. I'm happy as the Kasha. I didn't explain it well. You're right. That's it. I didn't say it right, well enough the first time. That's exactly what it's saying. It's not, it's very good. It's not that the Kiddushin is creating Yisurim. It's not creating any Yisurim. It's only creating one Isser. She's us into the world. That's the only thing. Great makes her an Asher fish. But now the world of Arias naturally emerges from it. That's good. Well, I'm happy.
So what is the nature of the Ishus, how we define it now? I mean, what's the difference between Ishus now and the way we were defining it earlier?
We're not saying it's any different. That's why the Gemara is cautious.
What?
We're not saying what it is.
Follow what we said on the previous line?
What?
And how it actually is based on Arias.
No, we don't know. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now you're stuck. Now at this moment, I mean, what does the Gemara hold at this moment? Now it's stuck. Because it's stuck like this. It's tried two different ideas of Kiddushin. Of course it knows in the backdrop that Misa makes a Muteres, right? Right? That's the Gemara knows that, right? Correct? It's a fact in the Mishnah. It knows that, but now it's stuck for a formulation. Now you're in trouble. You can't say it's an Oser. And if you just say it's simply it's a Kenyan whose Kiyum is Ishus, now what do you do in Arias? Okay? Time to hit the drawing board. That's what the Gemara's up to now.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was asking, like, on a Arias, but what is that, just, how would the Gemara, assuming we didn't have the problem, just Arias itself, how is the Gemara formulating the issues then, such that there is Arias?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think the Gemara knows. I don't think it.
It doesn't know why the
Arias
Arasa?
Yes, it does.
Because it's delicious.
It must be because it's delicious.
So we can't say what the nature of that Ishus is.
That's the problem now.
Okay.
I think that's the problem. The Gemara has really worked its way into a corner. It doesn't look selling. There's any way to maneuver now. Now is where the Gemara gets interesting. All right, let's go. Let's go further. Here's where the Gemara picks up some steam here. Ella mida amar rachmana yivama shein labanem asura hayesh labanem uteres. So what do you see from that? You see that if she has banim, she's muteres. Ah! So now, at least I could show you. I can now show you. In other words, I can show you from a svara that Misa works. The svara got knocked off. But at least let me show you from the Torah Shebichsav that it must be so. How do I know it must be so? Oh, because a woman who has bunim, she's muteris to the world. So it must be that the Misa frees her. Correct? Right? But I mean, the Gemara is not answering your kashi yet, Yaakov. Because you're going to want to know, well, it's very nice, but so how does the Arias work? Right? I don't think the Gemara is tackling it yet. The Gemara just is happy to show right now that at least show me a source. I mean, that's what the Gemara is really finding, right? The Gemara is really, in other words,
it's explaining where the Mishnah got what it got.
Exactly.
It got from.
Yeah, how to formulate it, we'll have to see. But it's not helping you here. I mean, I don't know. You know, a guy said to me right now in the Gemara, "Oh, what do you do at Arias?" That's a good question. You still don't know how to formulate Kiddushin in such a way that it satisfies all these things. But at least the Gemara is happy. Okay, so hold off. Let's just go through the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Elamid Amarachmani Yavamashel Labadam Asura Hayish Labadam Utzeres." The Gemara says, "Not so fast." Vidilma Ein Labadam Asura LaAlma Visharia LiYavim VYesh Labadam LeChulayalma Nami Asura. Not so fast. Okay. How do you know? Okay. So one second. So the Gemara says, Elamid Amarachmana Almana Lakoin Gadol Asura Halakoin Hejit Sharia. Right? So now you have a Raya that watches Muteris to whom? To a Kohen Hejit. So you see that Misa, in fact, works. So Gemara says, whoa. Vidilma l'kohen gadol belav. L'chuli alma base. Okay? All right, now comes fun. You guys are going to have a lot of fun here. Okay, tell me pshat here. what's the essay? Go ahead. Yeah, somebody want to read that Rashi? Go ahead. Tackle Rashi.
Yatze avahay salishacher. Are you day garrison? So it's an assay that she can go out and marry someone else through garrison. Velo are you day misa? So to the exclusion of misa. De veshalcha lezu velo lacheres mashma. Love habami klal asay. So, right. So it says v'shalcha. So that implies that lizu is what's this referring to? This is Is Zoo referring to Garish in here? Yeah, like what's a?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question right here in that Rashi. Yeah. What does the word Lazoo v'lola charis mashma? You have a say for a machna there? By the way, I don't have one. Do you have a Pnei Yeshua there?
Yeah.
Check it out, though. I know Sefer Machna says Pshat here. I'm curious what if the Pnei Yeshua agrees with him. Sefer Machna you have there?
Oh, we have two different ones.
Two different ones? Daf Kazu Shiyotzal Yedei Shiluach Velo La'acheres Shiyotzal Yedei Misa. Now, of course, you got to work out what it means, the assay, and the... Okay, but anyway, we'll get there in a minute.
Like a mitzvah assay there.
It sounds funny. Something's funny there, right? All right, we'll see. What another? Anything to share? If there's no issue, forget it. The assay, and what's the... Yeah, what's going on here? What's the Gemara saying? A Oh, you guys are going to love this next Gemara. I can't wait to tell you my idea here. I think you guys will like it.
Gadol has a lav, has a specific lav that's mentioned.
The Kohen Gadol has a lav. Right, he can marry an almana.
Everybody else doesn't have the lav, they just have a general assay.
Yeah, what's the assay?
That
a heter
is only through
Gerushin.
Right.
Well, what's the
assay?
I don't say what's the assay.
The assay is...
She goes ahead and marries a Kohen Hedget.
Right.
So I don't say it, like...
So that's the negation of the assay of only a married woman who had a Gerushin.
But I don't understand. Does the Misa help or not?
Some effect.
So she's not an Asian. So now what? What's the essay? She's getting married. I don't understand.
It's not a halacha as Ishus Ish. It seems like it's a different thing of that someone who wasn't Ishus Ish is only mutter, has a heter of Gerushin. Therefore, if she remarries and it's not after Gerushin,
yeah.
That's a lack in. I guess either in the system of Gerushin or in her removal, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but what is that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're on the right track. Now you gotta... Yeah, I didn't understand this, right? What's this essay? It's a funny essay.
It's like an enough,
Yeah, what's going on here?
What's wrong with sticking with the essay? You gotta give a love, a special love for the Kohen Gadol? If the woman's still married, she's still married.
She's not married. Because...
She can't be married, because if she's married, she could never be over the assay. Because when's the assay realized? You tell me it's when she marries a Kohen Hedger, or a regular guy, whatever, right?
Oh, I see. You mean then the marriage won't be chal, the new marriage.
The new marriage wouldn't be chal. You wouldn't be over the assay anyhow.
Right.
I mean, the assay is not trying to get married. That's not it, right?
So I say it's just like a loyalty to her dead husband. You should be loyal.
You know, those are the kinds of furs we don't say here. Loyalty.
I'm not the one opening all the acharonim on the table.
It's a good balabatish asfara, loyalty.
I'm playing devil's advocate with the Gemara over here.
A devil's advocate.
I'm accusing the Gemara of being Baal Batish.
Ay, ay, ay.
Kaviyachol.
Egg. Let's not get involved in fear here, please. All right, I think we'll end with this point. I think it's you guys gotta do the rest of the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is a shocker. You guys gotta work on this rest of this Gemara, I'm telling you. The guys who work on the rest of the Gemara, I think, will, first of all, it'll be good for me, and second of all, I think you'll appreciate what I want to say. I think it'll be much more interesting.
Okay. It's already time, wow.
You have to say, what's the assay here, right? The Lava Bamachal assay. It's right, it's an Isra assay, right?
Right.
Like, it's like an Isra assay. What is it? And what you have to say is what the Gemara maintains at this point is that there are two things here. Two halachas. One is that Gerushin is mafkia the shemeshes ish. Right? But you see, Gerushin, that's what Rashi says. What is it? The yotza v'hoisa. Gerushin also is koveyahar as now a pnuya la'olam. That she's now muteris to the world. She's a pnuya la'olam. That's the assay. So if you have Misa, the Gemara holds you're right with Misa, There's no more Chal Hashem Eishes Ish. But she's not Pinuya La'olam. There's still an Isra say that she's not Muteras La'olam. That's the problem. You see? And by the way, I just want to point out one thing before we end. So you'll say to me, one second. But if that's true, no. That's not my question.
Well,
that's
that is,
yours.
You saw the Kashmir Rats.
Oh, you'll, no, one second. You must be something more basic. But you'll say to me, one second, but if this is true, so then you have a proof that Misa works. There's Gemara maintains there's a Kasha against Misa working. Right? Because Gemara's Kasha is, I'll prove you that Misa works from the case, the fact that she's Muteris to a Kohen Hedget. So Gemara says, no, that's no proof, because maybe it's a lav by the Kohen Gadol, but it's an Isra say by everybody else. Yeah, but according to Svara, we're saying, but yeah, not only the Svara, I mean, plain shot in the Gemara, she's not an Eishes Ish. So you'll tell me, I'll show you Misa works. No, but the answer is...
You have to be Kohenes.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because the Gemara is trying to prove not that she's no longer an Eishes Ish, but she's Kohenes Atzma. And you can't tell me she's Kohenes Atzma when she still doesn't have a shame that she's Muteris Le'olam. That's not Kohenes Atzma. That's just that this is the dissolution of the previous marriage. Okay, she's not an Eishes Ish, it's true. Kedusha will be Tovsin Ba. But there'll be Tovsin Ba Be'Isser, Be'Isser Asay. Because it wasn't the same shiluach as what a get does. A get has two halachas.
So why can't we agree instead of svara though?
Yeah, what's that? Go ahead.
Meaning now that she no longer is an Eishes Ish, so we see it's not comparable to a raios. Why can't we reinstate the original svara for the rest of the picture?
One second, help me here. Go ahead. What's the original svara again?
Who asked the husha?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the Yisra say?
What?
What about the Yisra say?
The Yisra say is just not deducible from, meaning whether the Yisra is not Yisra say, we don't know. That's not deducible from Almana. Right? Meaning, in the final Moskana, there's not going to be an Yisra say. Right?
I'm not following. How are you going? Wait, one second. But you're not going back to the... Yeah, let's say you can't play both sides. You can't have your cake and eat it too here, Yaakov.
What?
You're telling me from the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol...
There's no Eishes Ish. That's all I know.
Almana L'Kohen, you know there's no... One second. There's no... One second. There's no Eishes Ish. One second, there's no Eishes Ish. One second, how do you know there's no Eishes Ish?
Because you need a love of Almana L'Kohen Gadol.
Because how are you going to be over the SA if there's still Eishes Ish?
Oh, but one second, but you can't prove it because maybe there's an Issar say on the what he called.
Maybe there is, but that we can use the Svara for.
What do you mean use the Svara for?
But he's saying now you'll come in and say again, Svara who?
No! That's what I'll say. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong. I just don't understand it. One second. Something's funny there. You're telling me there's a lav L'Kohen Gadol. And now I'm going to deduce that she's Muteres to a Kohen Hedget.
Right.
But I'll say no. Who told you that?
But maybe there's that say. And then Rashi figures what that say could be.
Maybe it's an Isra say.
Right.
So now you don't know that she's Kohenes Atzma.
Right.
What do you say past that? I'll say you can go further than that.
I just don't see why you can't then say, so then Svarahu, who asked them who Sharasa. And it's not like Arayos, because Arayos, there still is the Isra Ovid, still remained as the relationship as before.
Right, Arayos is not a Kasha.
You can't ask the Kasha of Arayos, so go back to the Svarahu.
Why can't you ask the Kasha from Arayos again?
Because there's no Eishes Ish. We proved there's no Eishes Ish. So however conceptually you're going to answer the Kasha from Arayos, It is definitely different than Arayos.
So in other words, you've proven that that the fact that Arayos remains intact is not because...
But why can you say... I don't understand one thing. I hear what you say. That's good. But why do you have a right to say the Svara when what's allowing you to say the Svara is the case of Almana Lekohen Gadol, and the Svara can be offset by maybe it is an Isra Aseh?
How will that offset the Svara? That'll upset the proof in Kohen Gadol.
No, but... because if you tell me there's an Isra Aseh, so I understand. If you tell me there's an Isra Aseh, give me a second. One second. I got this one. This. If you're telling me from the case of Almana Lekohen Gadol is that you have Almana Lekohen Gadol, right? And then you know there's an Isra Aseh, right?
You don't know there's an Isra Aseh. It leaves the possibility of an Isra
Aseh. Oh, so I don't understand. So how can you bring back the Svara?
That'll resolve which possibility is correct. Whether there is an Isra Aseh or whether there's not an Isra Aseh. You can't prove it just from Amara and Kohen Gadol.
But the...
The entire question was, from Arayos, you see, there still is Eishes Ish. Therefore, you can't say the Svara. But now Almana Lekohen Gadol will prove that Arayos has nothing to do with it. That's a different thing. Therefore, we can bring back the Svara.
Arayos isn't there to
reject. No, but the Svara can only go within the context of the Torah Shebichsav now. So the Svara is only going to tell you that with the death of the Baal, there's no shame Eishes Ish. But it doesn't tell you she's Muteris to the world.
Why can it only be within the framework of Torah Shebichsav? Why can't it be a logical Svara like we had earlier?
Because... I don't stand by... I definitely don't understand what you're saying. The reason why you want to say what you're saying is because the... is because the Gemara is going into the Torah Shebichsav of Almana Lekohen Gadol. Right?
Yeah.
But from the case of Almana Lekohen Gadol, you don't know that she's Muteres to a Kohen Hedget.
Of course not.
Oh! So your Svara...
All you know she's not Eishes Ish.
That's all you know, exactly.
Agreed. But now I'm saying, we know that fact, she's not Eishes Ish.
That's it, that's all you know.
From Almana Lekohen Gadol. But now that we know that one fact, why can't we then say the original svar just as the svar of Alma, of who Asra, of who Sharasa? I mean, Torah Shebichsav will prove that there's no shame Eishes Ish, and who Asra, of who Sharasa will prove that there's no Aseh. We'll use them together.
See what he's saying?
I hear what he's saying, and it troubles me greatly. I got to think about why. I gotta think why. Let me ask you this way, and I'm not sure if I'm really dealing with it correctly right now, but let me just ask you this. We see that, let me put it this way, we see a priori, you can't say the Svara, right? Because you have Arayos standing in your way,
right?
Now that forces the Gemara to look for a proof from Torah Shebichsav that Misa, in fact, functions. So now you go to the case of Almana Lekohen Gadol. So the fact that there's such a love like that must mean that Misa works. Right? So the Gemara says, but one second, from the Psukim, who tells you she's Muteres to a completely muteres, maybe there's an Isra'asay. It's just that a Kohen Gadol has a lav. A lav of Almana, of course, a shame Almana. But everybody else, although there's no shame Almana, but it's this. Now, what are you going to tell me? The Sfar is going to offset that? I don't see how Sfar offsets that. At best, you'll tell me you have another possibility.
Even
if halakha would not have a concept of Elias, there was no halakha of Elias, then the Gemara could have said Sval and then asked on the Sval, maybe there's an Asay?
Is that what you're saying logically?
No, I'm not saying that. No, then you'd be right. But that's exactly because you've just upset the whole thing. Because if there was no case of Elias, then I have a right to say that that Svara is a priori the concept. There's nothing in the Torah that tells me not to say that Svara.
Why you can't just use a one on the coin battle not to prove positively the Svara, just to show that Elias is something else. And now we're left back in the a priori state without Elias. You ask a kash from Elias that shows you there might be something else. Then we are metallic. Elias is different, and you know that from a one on the coin battle.
I gotta think about it. Let me think about it.
To answer that, you'd have to figure out what the difference is by Elias.
Yeah, I gotta think about it.
We didn't really analyze it.
You got to go through the Gemara of especially Hayasay Maya Vidisay. That's important. I mean, each step in that Gemara from there on in is very interesting. You got to define each step in the Gemara. And what's interesting is, although I will not learn like them, I think it's worthwhile to look in the Ramban and the Ritva and see why they're unhappy with Rashi. But I think we'll explain it. Take a look. You got to find the Ramban and Ritva where they ask the Kasha of Hayasei Maya Vidisei. They're very unhappy with Rashi's Peshat here. All right?
Yep.
I'm not going to define the Ramban and the Ritva, but I'll just show you what they don't like about it, and I'll show you why Rashi has no problem with their Kasha. And then you'll see the Gemara's, and then you have to figure out what the Gemara's final svara, what the final concept is. And I think when you do the final kasha, I think you'll understand why Arias is no more a kasha.
Right.
Okay? That's the battle plan, guys. I would strongly urge if anyone else comes back to the shir next week, that they go through this Gemara carefully, you know, the first half that we just did.
And listen to the Shia.
What?
You can listen to the
Shia. That's true. I would strongly advise that. I would hate to be a guy walking in the middle next week.
Yeah.
It won't be too healthy.
Yep.
Not only that, but I'll hold this all back, too.